Logan, you're able to put up 13 points in the first half. Ravens on the road shut the offense out in the second half. Did they change anything up defensively, what they gave you for looks in that second half?
Well, you know, they changed a little, and they did some of the same things. But overall, we didn't execute good enough, and we didn't score any points. So that's what happens. You don't score, you don't win.
You know, Logan, we're talking about this hurry-up offense before and how Baltimore and Ray Lewis, they'd be ready for Dean Pease. I think we saw that in that drive down the end zone. Third and two, you guys try to hurry up real quick and get Ridley in there to get that first down, and they stuff it. They were a little more prepared for that hurry-up, don't you think, than Houston a couple weeks ago?
Oh, definitely. They got a good coordinator, and you got Ray Lewis out there getting everyone lined up. So they did a good job. They played good defense, and it showed.
We all talked about the physical nature, and I think we talked about it last time you were on the show too, Logan. I thought you guys did a pretty good job in pass protecting Brady. I know he was hit seven times. That's what the stat sheet shows is seven hits. But for the most part, I thought you guys did a very good job. No sacks. I think every time that there was a problem with the offense, it was the passing game where guys just couldn't get open. So you hear that talk going on the sidelines during the game about trying to get separation from these DBs and stuff?
Yeah, that's you played receiver, Troy. You know that's what it comes down to in the passing game is people getting open. So we threw the ball a lot, and I know we did give up a few pressures there. So, but that's going to happen when you throw the ball 50 times and they know you're throwing it. So it always comes – Bill always says – people got to get open and got to get on the ball. So I don't know if we did a good job.
I thought you did a good job, Logan. I thought you did protecting Brady yesterday.
Yeah, and that's we always want to. And I wish we could have done a better job. You know, everyone around here today. excuse me, sorry about that. Everyone, I think, is just thinking, what could they have done better to help us win? And you know, that's how you always feel after a big loss like that.
I think what I'm trying to say, too, is that you guys up front, offensive line, you answered the bell yesterday on as far as meeting a physical football team. I thought you did a good job up front in the O-line. I think it lagged in other places on the team yesterday, but you guys answered the bell yesterday.
Well, thanks, Troy. Yes.
Logan, there was a lot of talk, you know, some uncharacteristic right, missed opportunities you guys had. Let's go back to the end of that first half. You know, Tom Brady under center, Bill Belichick, you guys have been here before. It was a little uncharacteristic of letting that thing go down to 4 seconds. After he goes down, Tom goes down that 3-yard run, where even you was a little surprised that maybe you weren't calling a timeout right there and running to try to get to that line of scrimmage?
Yeah, you know, as a lineman, we're not in that situation. We do what's told. We don't really pay attention to the clock. We know it's down close to zero, but if they say get on the ball and spike it, we're doing that. If they're calling a play, we're doing that. If they're calling timeout, we're doing that. So, you know, that's not our job to worry about that situation, because if we wanted to call a timeout, we couldn't anyway. So, you know, we're just doing whatever we're told.
I think a lot of us thought that the up-tempo, that turbo, was going to be a big part. It seemed like you used it in spurts, Logan. Did you use it more or less than you planned on using, you think, going into that game, that up-tempo that keeps that defense on the field?
Yeah, you know, I don't know how much we expected to use it, because at times we always jump in and out of it. So I don't know how much we were planning on using it. I know we practice it, we don't practice it, we do both, so... You know, I think it's the coaching staff just goes on how they feel the game is going and if we're going to use it or not.
Yeah, did you go into the game thinking that, you know, you'd be able to spread these guys out a little bit, put some pressure on some of the older players like Ray Lewis, Reed, make them run around a little bit, you know, get somewhere in the second half and maybe catch them a little bit winded out there? Did you go in there thinking that?
Yeah, you know, we're good at running the spread, so we always think we can use it to our advantage, and it worked at times, and other times it didn't. And you know, you just got to take your head off to those guys. We expected to win, and we didn't. And they played a heck of a game, and we didn't play a good one.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, man. They came out and they played a very good football game yesterday.
Yeah, we talked to you during the playoffs that first week. You didn't watch any football. Will you watch the Super Bowl in a couple weeks, Logan?
It depends. My daughter usually has basketball on Sundays, so I've missed a bunch of those games. So if she has one on that Sunday, I'll be there. If I'm at home with nothing going on, I'll watch the game for sure.
Can she score with the ball, Logan?
She can score from about 2 feet in. Exactly.
Well, get you out on this. You mentioned Ray Lewis. You know, we've heard a lot about him with this retirement party. You see it up close in terms of what he can give. Physically, he doesn't look 100%, but you made a point that he's calling out that defense. Was that a big part of the game yesterday in your mind, Ray Lewis and his experience setting up that Baltimore Raven defense?
Oh, of course. He's so good at deciphering plays and formations and everything and making calls and checks to his defensive front and his other linebackers. He's seen probably every play you can think of, and he's so good at reading it. He does a great job of studying film and knowing what's coming and what we can run out of certain formations. And I think he's in his own league when it comes to doing that.
Logan, appreciate the time throughout the year. Enjoy your daughter's hoop season in the off season. Look forward to talking to you next year.
All right, thanks, guys.